Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today, we have a great show. We have a very special guest, Ryan Cunningham. And Ryan Cunningham is the founder and president of the national firm Javelin Solutions. And Javelin Solutions develops and manages a site selection process for franchise systems. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, you made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Dux.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. Don, welcome back in this hot Thursday, August 9th of 2007. How's your week going, my friend?
Going pretty well, Marty.
Yeah, good.
It's been a pretty good summer. It's been actually a very good summer. It's just been fun taking the kids to different places. We took them actually to a minor league baseball game a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you're kidding.
Saw the Lakewood Blue Claws, and we took them to the beach. And I was kidding with my wife the other day. I don't think I've, you know, we've taken them to so many places where there's little kid rides.
Right.
You know, I can't remember going on so many rides myself.
Oh, that's funny. And it costs a lot of money too, Don, doesn't it? It's like, remember you said going to the boardwalk. It's actually
It's pretty expensive.
It's really expensive.
The rides. We've been to some boardwalks. We went to Sesame Place, which is out your way in Langford,
right.
PA, and been to a few other few carnivals.
Right. Well, they're at that age, too, though. You know, they're at that great age of, was it 3 years old, you know? So it's just, I guess this is the time you start enjoying all that stuff with them, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's fun watching them, having so much fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, doing things for the first time.
Yes, exactly.
That's the whole fun of it.
Well, I remember you telling me the fireworks story. I mean, this was really the first year, I guess, they can kind of appreciate fireworks, you
right.
know? It's just all that stuff that, you know, that we're looking forward to. I guess we're going to have to wait a little while, but... A
couple of years. I mean, like this past year was the first year they really understood Christmas and had a fun time opening the gifts and, you know, and everything. So that was a lot of fun, too.
Exactly, yeah. I just, you know, we didn't do the show last week. We had, you know, I was in Chicago last week, and I know you've never been there, but it's a beautiful city, Don. It was actually my first time there. I was out there for the Kaplan University graduation ceremony. It's just, it's a fantastic city. I think it's actually a good place to go on vacation, you know. I mean, there's just so much there. It's
I've heard a lot of great things about Chicago.
Yeah,
and I've
great city.
I've been to a lot of places all over the U.S., but never to Chicago.
Yeah, it was my first time there as well, you know, so just a great place. I definitely want to go back. You know, but our last show we got to meet with Scott Hayner of Yum Brands, and Yum Brands is the world's largest restaurant company in terms of system restaurants with over 34,000 restaurants. They're in over 100 countries. People will know Yum Brands as KFC, Long John Silver's, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. They're the global leaders of chicken, quick service seafood, pizza, and Mexican-style food categories. A&W Restaurants is also the longest-running quick service franchise chain in America.
Right.
What were your thoughts on last week's or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was, well, Scott was, I thought it was a great interview. I mean, you could tell he was very passionate about
his job
and the company. And I mean, he's been with KFC a long time, even before the huge growth of Yum Brands. And,
right.
You just mentioned a few things about them. Also, what they do about close to $10 billion in total revenues. I mean,
something,
you know,
pretty
like impressive, that. Such a large company. But he was great at explaining everything, given the history of the company, his role, what Yum Brands is all about, their training. It was a very good show.
Yeah, you know, and I was unfamiliar, too, with he mentioned Yum University. That they have, you know, for their training program. So I also like their strategy of multi-branding, which is setting up two restaurants under one roof. You know, it gives a customer a variety. You know, perhaps, you know, you want Taco Bell, Don, and I want KFC, you know. So
right.
I think people like that, you know, that opportunity to have a variety, you know. And they're the worldwide leader in multi-branding. I think they operate, I think Scott was saying, it was about 3,400 multi-brand restaurants. You know, some people call it co-branding. I think
right.
he actually called it multi-branding. So,
yeah, did he say, too, that they were one of the first ones to start that, too?
I think they were, actually, yeah. You know, and it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. You know, I mean, you know, just giving someone the opportunity to, you know, in Burger King, I mean, what's your choice? You really have, you know, hamburgers and that's it, you know. But
right.
using that multi-brand concept, you know, to have the opportunity. And I think even some cases, some people have put three under one roof, but I think that would probably be difficult to manage, you know. So I think putting two under one is just a great concept for those guys.
Right. And, you know, higher chance of someone to go there knowing they have a few different selections.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you missed the show with Scott Hayner, you know, go to our show page. You can go to franchiseinterviews.com or you can go to our show page on worldtalkradio.com and just listen to it in the archives. It was a fantastic interview. So what do we have going on today, Don?
Today we're meeting with Ryan Cunningham of Javelin Solutions. He's the founder, Marty, and president of the national firm of Javelin Solutions. Prior to launching Javelin Solutions, he was a 20-year veteran of the world's largest commercial real estate firm in the role of executive vice president. During his tenure, he negotiated over 500 leases representing retail clients such as Circle K convenience stores,
wow.
Sprint PCS phone stores, Bank of America,
some pretty big names.
He developed an extensive national network of local real estate brokers. Javelin Solutions develops and manages the site selection process for franchise systems. In addition, to being a regular contributor to Franchise Times magazine, he's also been a featured speaker at franchise business network events throughout the country. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, because you know, location, location, location. I mean, it's really a critical element.
Right.
You know, in franchising or just business overall. You know, and you know, this is something that most people don't know anything about. I think from my experience, Don, probably from your experience as well, you know, a lot of prospective franchisees think they're experts in finding a location. You know, they see
right.
a spot and they say, wow, that's excellent for a Dunkin' Donuts, you know, but little do
right.
they know there's a lot more involved in the whole system, you know, and Ryan's an expert in it. So I'm really looking forward to having him on the show today.
I'll talk to Ryan about this, but this whole process of what he does really affects my business, franchise finance.
I was thinking about that, sure.
Yeah, people don't move forward with their loan until they have a site, or sometimes the loan gets stalled and delayed because their site or lease falls through, and
right,
they have to wait for months. Sometimes it's the toughest part of the whole process of opening a business is finding the location and
right,
and,
right,
and a lease.
And I suspect a lot of people might be skeptical too, as far as you know, giving a lease to a franchise, you know, or a franchisee. I mean, it's a new business, so it is kind of a risk, you know.
Right. Next week we're meeting with two franchisees of Cartridge World. Norman Friedman, who owns the Toms River and Brick locations, and Jeffrey Beyer owns Fairfield, New Jersey office. And people are who have listened to our show familiar with Cartridge World. We had Greg Carafello on in the past. He's a master developer, owns all of New Jersey for Cartridge World. And they're the largest printer cartridge business and retailer offering refilling services in the world. They were recently ranked number one in their industry in North Magazine. We're also ranked one of the fastest-growing franchises in the U.S. They have over 1,300 stores open and opening more than one new store per day. It's pretty impressive.
Incredible, isn't it?
Fast-growing and successful franchise. So that's next week. Speak to a few franchisees. We'll hear all about their story of going through the process, training, opening up, how things have been going for them.
Yeah, I love that business model too, Don. You know, I mentioned on previous shows before the ability to sell to, you know, businesses and also selling to consumers, you know, because most
right.
people have a computer at their house, you know, and you know, especially, you know, have Diamond, you guys probably go through a ton of toner down there. I can't even
yeah.
imagine.
Yeah, we use Cartridge World. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's going to be great to speak to some of their franchisees, actually.
Right, yeah.
That's something. I know there's a lot of interesting news clips that you and I wanted to go over. I know you had a bunch of interesting ones that...
Yeah, here's one, Marty, dated August 1 through the Indus Business Journal column written by Dick Rennick. It says, the makeup of the American family has greatly changed over the last 20 years. In the mid-60s, only 38% of all families had both spouses in the workforce. Today, the number has risen to 67%. Pretty incredible. According to congressional testimony submitted this May by Tax Foundation, for a business to be successful, the leadership team needs to appreciate that this is more than a change in demographics. It reflects a fundamental and profound change in what drives purchasing decisions today.
Right.
With both spouses increasingly working, work weeks, hours often extend beyond the 40-hour week. Cell phones and Blackberries putting professionals on call now more than ever before. Time has become a precious commodity as money, and convenience is becoming as much a decision driver as cost.
Interesting.
One of the business sectors that has been particularly successful at recognizing and meeting the needs of the modern family is franchising. In fact, many of the trends we are seeing today in franchising are a direct result of the dynamic business model rising to meet the needs of the time-strapped consumer. From 2003 to 2005, the industry grew nearly 40% in new brands, according to the Profile of Franchising 2006, a study commissioned by the International Franchise Association Educational Foundation and performed by Fran Data. Whole new industries have emerged in the franchising sector to meet the need of those who constantly race against the clock. It seems like there's never enough time.
Exactly.
In life now, you know?
Absolutely.
The meal preparation industry is a perfect example. There are 12 meal preparation franchise systems, according to IFA membership data, and they all started franchising within the last 5 years.
That's amazing. It's 12 now? I mean, that's
yeah.
incredible.
We're always talking about the growth of franchising and the new types of niche businesses opening up, and here's the meal preparation business. They all started franchising in the last 5 years. Such franchises as Dream Dinners, Let's Dish, and My Girlfriend's Kitchen provide customers with carefully selected recipes with all the ingredients selected, prepared, and laid out in assembly line efficiency. Customers can now avoid the hassle of making a grocery list, for the recipe, going to the store, buying the ingredients, washing and chopping the fruits, you know, doing all the work.
Exactly.
Customer can make a week's worth of meals with fresh ingredients, customize each recipe, meet the taste preferences of their family. The meals are then put in disposable cooking containers and kept in the refrigerator or freezer. A home-cooked meal is needed. You know, they can take that when needed. Another hot trend, Marty, in franchising is performing the services that family members used to do around the house on weekends, such as fixing a loose step, taking items to the dump, and cleaning up after the dog in the yard. Your life is too short. The work week is too long, and the modern customer would rather spend his or her limited free time with their family than doing jobs that can easily be contracted out to experts who can do it more efficiently than the customer. The building and construction industry is booming with franchise systems like Handyman Connection, Handyman Matters, Mr. Handyman, Home Fixology. Even 1-800-GOT-JUNK will come to your house and pick up anything you want thrown out or hauled to the dump.
Right, yeah. It's interesting, Don, even like if you remember 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, you know, if we have our sponsor, Service Brands International, you know, you just mentioned
right.
Mr. Handyman and, you know, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN. I mean, those guys are really in the business of saving people time, like you're discussing, you know, and I think it's very important. Definitely a need
right.
in the market, so that's fantastic.
That franchise specifically, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and my wife and I are thinking of using them for our house right now. We have some stuff we need to get rid of, but they've opened over 275 franchises just in the last 5 years.
That's incredible.
But it's an interesting article because people do have less time, and so that fills a niche and a need for service-type franchises, or like these meal preparation. People have less time, you know, want to make all the meals at once for the whole week, and you'll get it done that way. So
absolutely.
That's part of the growth of franchising, I guess.
It's been interesting, too, Don. You know, I mean, a lot of the guests that we've had on the show, you know, we've asked, like, well, you know, who's the ideal franchisee? You know, and a lot of times, in many cases, you know, they've mentioned husband and wives as franchisees together, you know.
It's
been a common theme. So that's been an interesting trend that's also, I think, going on in franchising as well.
Yeah, here's something else I wanted to get to the last few shows. Couldn't really get to it. It was through FranchiseWire.com. Kinder Dance announces new fitness program to fight against child obesity. This is dating back to the spring out of Melbourne, Florida. Childhood obesity, Marty, has become a worldwide epidemic, affecting an estimated 22 million children under age 5.
Really?
Pretty incredible.
That's amazing.
In the U.S., one-third of children are either obese or at risk of becoming obese, according to a 2006 federal report. Progress in preventing childhood obesity, how do we measure up? All children and adolescents should engage in at least 60 minutes of physical activity on most, preferably all days of the week, said Karen Donato, coordinator of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's Obesity Education Initiative. In answer to the serious problem, Kinder Dance, a national worldwide franchise with 107 franchises located in 35 states and 4 countries, has developed Kinder Motion, a new fitness program aimed at young children. The program is a developmentally designed education through motor skills, physical development, fitness, nutritional, and imagery program that prepares students' minds and bodies for athletic and academic pursuits. Kinder Motion also strengthens children's communication and leadership abilities in boys and girls aged 3 to 12. The program focuses on the mind-body connection while building self-esteem and self-confidence in young children. So I thought this was pretty interesting. Just recently, Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player on
right,
the Miami
I've
seen
Heat, that. Yeah.
Just had a show called Shaq's Big Challenge, and they took a number of some young individuals who were overweight and obese, and had them go through and follow a fitness program. My wife and I are even watching some of the shows.
Right, right. I haven't seen it, but I've seen it advertised actually, so it seemed interesting.
I think the show just ended, but a number of the kids did lose weight. They did have some progress. But this is interesting that a franchise is stepping up to address this need because, less kids are outside playing. There's more foods that are just fat content and probably not good for you, and too many kids are getting overweight. There's more things to do in the house, like play videos and stuff like that.
Right, absolutely.
So it's good to see a franchise is, trying to help out in this area.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was the same thing with, when we had our friends on at Jungle Quest,
Right.
I mean, I just thought that was such a great concept, to have kids go to a party and just, be able to play, like, in this jungle-like atmosphere, you know what I mean?
It's, right.
And get some exercise, instead of playing video games and things like that. So
and also gain confidence.
Absolutely.
Some of the things at Jungle Quest aren't easy to do. It just helps you, and that's what Kinder Dance does. It's more than just losing weight.
That's a good point, Anya. As I remember when we had Jungle Quest on the show, you know, they mentioned about, you know, the ability to build, young children's confidence, and I think that's very important at that, you know, tender age. So,
right.
Absolutely. That's interesting.
Definitely. Here's something else, Marty. We might not have too much time for it right now. We can maybe talk about it later in the show or next week. It's an article about the advantages and challenges of franchising. And this is in the June issue of Franchising World magazine.
Right.
Goes over some of the advantages, and challenges of starting up a franchise. Now, some of the stuff we've talked about a lot, but I believe, a lot of people who are listening or go back and listen to the archive show, we like to talk about the basics sometimes. Some of the advantages are the experience of the franchisor. When an individual buys a franchise, he purchases the years of experience of the and the proven methods of the franchise system, also known as the franchisor. One franchisee expressed it this way: "When I have learned from the franchisor, what I've learned from them was worth 10 times what I paid for the franchise. In any new business, much time and money are spent in trial and error. A proven franchise may eliminate many of the startup problems. This reason permits one to open a franchise business with little or no previous experience in a given industry." So the experience of the franchisor is very important, too. Just training. We're always, in our guests we have on, talking about the importance of training that you get when investing in a franchise.
Right,
so crucial. Three is buying and advertising. Most small business people cannot afford to inventory products in bulk or do extensive advertising, and that's a big part of what franchising is all about. The franchise buys this advantage when he or she purchases the right to use the franchise system's purchasing power and advertising.
Interesting.
Advantage number four is ongoing advice, research, and development. Franchisees need assistance throughout the term of their business endeavors. So it's just not training. Once you open, you want to have that support. The franchise system's staff of experts can give this needed help in all aspects of the business. Franchisor is also in a position to provide ongoing research and development. Thus, new products and services will be brought to the attention of the franchisee. Advantage number five is business synergy. The word synergy refers to the idea that the sum of the whole is greater than the separate parts. This principle can be applied to franchising. Those who buy a franchise become part of the family, where all members work together for the good of the whole. Indeed, there can be support and assistance in a franchise organization that assist everyone in becoming successful. Often some of the most effective ideas come from franchisees who in turn share their ideas with the corporate office and with other franchisees. So those are some of the advantages: the experience of the franchisor, training, buying and advertising, ongoing advice and support, and business synergy.
Interesting.
All real important things.
All right, good.
Which we've gone over a lot, and maybe when we have more time, we can talk about some of the challenges.
Absolutely. Okay, that's interesting. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Create a rewarding future for you and your family as an Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership franchisee. Aaron's is changing the way a growing and underserved market acquires necessities like furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers. The Aaron's franchise opportunity offers today's entrepreneurs, you, potential for profits and growth. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership is a division of Aaron's Rents Incorporated, a New York Stock Exchange-listed company with more than 50 years of enviable results. Aaron's is ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine and 58th among franchise chains in worldwide sales by Franchise Times magazine. Aaron's provides site selection assistance, comprehensive training, and traffic building marketing programs. Additionally, as a franchisee, you'll benefit from their national reputation, industry experience, operating systems, and manufacturing and distribution methods. For more information on the Aaron's franchise opportunity, call 1-800-551-6015. That's 1-800-551-6015.
855-651-6015 or go to aaronsfranchise.com. That's AARONS franchise.com.
Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchisor of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
Experience the rewards of franchising with the Franchise Edge.
Are you considering franchising your business? Are you wondering about the risk and reward of franchising versus opening additional company-owned locations?
Not every business is right for franchising.
The Franchise Edge helps you evaluate the often complicated franchising process to see if it's a good fit for your business. The Franchise Edge team has experience as multi-unit company store operators, as well as franchisers and franchisees. We understand what it takes to successfully franchise a business and how to get our clients where they want to be. Let us help you answer the key questions.
Is my business franchisable?
Should I open more company locations or franchise?
How much will it cost to franchise?
Is it more profitable to franchise or expand internally?
What is required to franchise?
What is the timeline for franchising a business?
If franchising is the right direction for your company, the Franchise Edge can help you every step of the way, including
reviewing your current business model, fulfilling legal requirements, operations manuals, marketing materials, marketing plan, and selling franchises.
The Franchise Edge also works with individuals who are interested in buying a franchise. We represent a wide range of franchises, including pregnancy spas, restaurants, wine bars, and home service franchises. Let our experienced sales team help find the franchise that fits your interest.
Don't gamble with your future. Put the Franchise Edge to work for you.
Call 813-935-5087 for a free consultation. That's 813-935-5087.
Or go to our website at www.thefranchiseedge.com and complete the online form. That's www.thefranchiseedge.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now is a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today we have a very special guest, Ryan Cunningham. And Ryan is the founder and president of Javelin Solutions. And prior to launching Javelin Solutions, Ryan was a 20-year veteran of the world's largest commercial real estate firm in the role of executive vice president. Javelin Solutions develops and manages the site selection process for franchise systems. Using its network of local market experts, Javelin assures its clients consistent, high-performing sites are found in a timely, cost-effective manner. Successful franchise systems utilizing Javelin services include Fast Track Kids, Floyd's, Jalazi, Blends, Wingman, and, as we were just mentioning, Jungle Quest. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty, Don. It's nice to be on.
Thanks, Ryan. Don, I know you wanted to say hi to Ryan and introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, Ryan. My son, who's 3 years old, his name is Ryan, so I guess I have no excuse to forget your name.
It's become a much more popular name. When I was young, there weren't many Ryans around, but it's more
right,
popular.
Sure has.
Yeah, you're right. It is a pretty popular name. But that's not the reason why we have you on the show.
There you go. Oh, geez. Ryan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, Don and I were saying earlier how valuable, you know, your service is because prospective franchisees are not really experts in real estate, you know, although they may think they are,
yes.
You know. So your service is really very valuable.
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting when I was contemplating leaving my 20-year corporate career, which never saw myself as a true entrepreneur, but I started to get the bug and realize that, you know, owning a business and running a business and being able to grow it the way I'd like to grow it, it became an issue for me. And I was fortunate enough to have a friend who was an attorney in the franchise industry. And we were talking, and he said, well, you know, what do you do, Ryan? And I said, well, I represent corporate clients in finding space because the manager of the office in Des Moines is not a real estate expert. So I would come in, and I would find a Des Moines broker, and I would manage that broker, and I would represent the company, and I'd make sure the, you know, the rent was correct and everything they needed for the space, and then I would facilitate the lease. And when I was telling that, he said, what about doing that in the franchise industry? And what he did for me is he set up meetings with four franchisors at the time, very young, who have become quite successful, Gulf Tech and Spicy Pickle and Fast Track Kids, clients of his, that I went in and met. And we talked about real estate, and I said, how is the real estate selection process going? And they said, in our home city, it's going great because we know our city and we've got some broker relationships and we can drive and look at sites. And then my next question was, as you leave your home city, as you go to Phoenix or San Diego, how's it going? And they said, across the board, they said, it's not going well. And I said, why? And they said, for the reason you just said, franchisees may know Phoenix, but they don't know real estate. And so, and a franchisor based outside of that city doesn't know that city, doesn't know where real estate should be, what it's going to cost, or how to negotiate it. And so there was this void, I found, where the franchisor was saying, we know we need to provide hands-on site selection assistance to our franchisees across the country. We don't have the capacity or the knowledge to do it. What can you do for us, Ryan? And so I ultimately started a company that I work for about 15 clients now, and I really see myself as a real estate director for each of those 15 companies on an outsourced basis where I am introduced to the franchisee right when they've signed, sometimes before, and then I guide them and manage them and connect them with a broker and make sure that their process goes smoothly, that all the parameters that are critical for the success for the franchise are maintained, yet still respecting the needs of that local franchisee. So I'm kind of that liaison between the success that a franchisor has developed over time and making that connection and helping the franchisee, new to the system, plug into all that value that's been determined of what makes a successful site.
That's a great service, Ryan. I know myself being in the franchise financing business, working nationwide with all kinds of franchisees, many their first time opening a business, sometimes that's the toughest part of the whole process, what your service is. And sometimes I get delayed and having people send their applications. They're a little nervous about finding a site and location or during the loan process because we don't need to have the site for us to start packaging their loan. You know, sometimes it gets delayed.
You're right.
People can't find their site, or they think they have a location. It falls through. It's very frustrating for them.
We have actually found, we have closed about 180 sites since I started the company, and we have found that it virtually every new franchisee that we're introduced to by our franchisor clients, all of them will say, Ryan, your job is easy. I already found the site. You know, we've already been looking, because it's natural. If you're going to own a business, the first thing you want to do is you want to envision where that business is going to be. And so you go out and you look at space and you say, I really want to be next to that Kroger's. I really like that new Walmart center. And sometimes they call the person on the sign and they kind of negotiate a deal. And 9 times out of 10, when we get on the phone with the franchisee, they'll say, already have the site. What's been interesting is of the 180 sites that we've closed, literally one of those franchisees actually had the best site identified before we got involved. What we find, and this is just human nature, is what we find is a franchisee doesn't really understand what makes a site successful for the franchisor. Number two, it's just human nature to have a bias. And most people say, geez, it'd be great if it was near my home. It'd be great if it's in this kind of fancy area that I could tell people where my store is. That may not sync with what makes a site successful, the franchisor. They may have demographics that are in a different section of the city. They may not need the A-plus retail space, but secondary space because their destination. So a lot of times they go in with the best intention, but a lot of times they'll also kind of play their cards and they'll start negotiating on space and really put themselves at a huge disadvantage because with, you know, 23 years of experience in commercial real estate, there's nothing better for the owner of a property to get a call from a tenant directly who says, gee, I really like your space. Your space is the only one I'm looking at. This is what I'm going to buy. Will you work with me? They'll always work with you, but at the end of the day, you're paying probably a premium for that space because you really need to negotiate and competitively make a landlord compete for your occupancy. You can't just go to them and play your cards.
That's interesting.
Right off the bat, they're locking themselves in a corner by making that
statement. Right. And then you can't get out of it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I thought when I was contemplating this new company and had talked to these franchisors, the thing that sealed it for me is in 2004, USA Today had on the front page of their business section an article that said top 10 reasons franchises fail. And it was through all this research. And what I found interesting is the top four all involve real estate. And now, number two for the top reasons franchises fail, number two was bad location. So that obviously is real estate. You pick a bad location. Once you're there, you're there. You can't just remarket it. You literally have sunk yourself into the wrong place, and it's going to be too costly to move. But what's interesting, the number one reason was a bad system of the franchise system, meaning do they have the sales system? Do they have the training? Do they have the ops? But part of the systems that you need to look for as a potential franchisee is do they have a site selection process or system that methodically helps you find the space that's going to optimize your chance of success? In the old days, there was a feeling, and you can still go on some websites today of some of the older franchisors and see this, there is always a feeling for liability reasons that franchisors said, listen, you're from Albuquerque. We don't know anything about Albuquerque. You can buy a franchise from us. We will give you a checklist, but you're on your own because it's your business, your decision, and it's your city. That at one time was kind of the norm in the industry. What they found was without giving guidance, they had a horribly inconsistent system where they had some woefully underperforming sites because franchisees left to their own devices, ended up putting themselves into a corner and getting spaces that didn't function well. What they have since found is, and this is really through the legal system, the Franchise Times had a great article that showed all four involved a franchisee that was not succeeding to the level they wanted to. What was interesting is in two of the cases, the franchisor literally said, I'm not getting involved, it's your decision, and you know whatever you decide, you decide, and if it fails, it's your problem. The other two provided some pretty beefy site selection where they helped and assisted in finding the sites. What's interesting is the court found in favor of the systems, the franchisors, that provided more services as opposed to less. So I think there is a trend now to say not only does a franchisor obviously want every site to perform well because you're only as good as the last site you sold because the next franchisee is going to call the new franchisees and say, how you doing? How'd the process go? Are you happy? Are you making money? So they're concerned about that. But they're also concerned for a liability reason. More is better in providing the services. The problem is it's expensive to bring on a real estate staff, fly that staff out, try to get the expertise in all the markets. So that's where I kind of inserted myself to say, hire me on an outsourced basis, but I'll perform that role where I'll hold the hand of the franchisee, hold the hand of the local broker, and hold the hand of the franchisor, and facilitate getting that site done to the parameters of the group.
Yeah, you have a real nice niche service, Ryan, that's so crucial right in the process. You're right, the site is so important. Do most franchisors now have the real estate part as, you know, part of the service, the franchise included in the UFOC, or is it still a relatively low figure?
You know, it has increased fairly dramatically in the last 3 years. I would still say it's 50-50. I would still say that about 50 of the systems really maybe talk a good game. And, you know, one of the advice that I give to people who are looking to buy a franchise, there's a lot of things they have to look for. And, you know, your show talks a lot about things to ask, things to consider when you check with other franchisees. One of the things that I don't think franchisees tend to do is ask questions about, did they help you find the site? And if the answer is they gave me a checklist, then you should think about it, because a checklist doesn't do much. If you hear, yes, they were proactive, they didn't just say, find a site, send us a bunch of information and pictures, we'll review it, we're not going to approve it, we're not going to disapprove it, but we'll look at it, that's not proactive site selection services. There are systems that either internally or externally will literally help take the lead and say, listen, franchisee, we're going to take the lead in this. We know what we're looking for. We need to find a great relationship with a strong broker. We need to guide you through it. I think that's one more thing to put on your checklist when you are looking at potential franchisors, because you've got a lot on your plate. No one, you know, these people are not real estate experts. To put one more thing on their plate that is so crucial to success is a little too much. And so, you know, it's getting better, and I think they're starting to see the light because they're seeing better performing and better consistency in the system when they provide these additional services, which costs. You know, is a cost to the landlord, whether they hire me or they do it internally. The franchisor pays money for this, but they're finding it pays back in better performing sites.
Yeah, it's a very good investment because they don't want to have failed location. It'll hurt the overall future investment of people investing in the franchise.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you know, from just a bottom line, when we get involved with franchisees, we just got hired by a company that asked us to look into some franchises that they sold that have been looking for space from 1 to 3 years. And the three-year people, you can imagine how frustrated they are. What's
right.
Interesting is when we diagnose these situations, we always find a similar theme. The most common is there's a tendency of franchisee to say, I found a site, I really like this site, let's talk to these people about this site, let's ask for a lease, and it takes a month, it takes 2 months, it takes 3 months. And then 3 months later, they find out things like, gosh, there's an exclusive in this shopping center that would forbid us from selling one of our products or services, or, gee, we didn't understand that the rent was net and that if you add operating expenses and taxes, it's that much more expensive. That building falls away, or the landlord just changes his mind. Then they go back to the market, start all over, and find another site. And then they get excited by that
time. Yeah,
and it's this circuitous situation that you just spin and spin and spin, and you can find yourself a year, 2, 3 years, and you can say, oh, we've gotten so many sites, lost so many sites. You need to be more methodical to say, look at all the potential sites, winnow it down, find the ones that meet the criteria, ask the critical questions, narrow it down, and have a couple of sites that across the board are workable. Go after one. If that one falls through, have that backup ready to go. It creates competition. It also keeps you on track because franchisors want royalties. Franchisees need income.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Good
Absolutely.
Point.
Ryan, are you able to stick around for another segment?
I'd love to.
That's fantastic. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio. Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices? Call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Good day, mate. Want to explore owning your own business? Yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept? You'll go positively ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has served 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. Now available as a franchise. Go to JungleQuest.net for more information. That's JungleQuest.net.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest, Ryan Cunningham. And Ryan is the founder and president of Javelin Solutions. And, Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Ryan, Me being in the financing business, sometimes it seems like as time goes on, it is harder for people to find real estate. But on a national basis, is it harder? I mean, is it getting harder for people to find real estate?
You know, and I don't want to overwhelm you with numbers. I went on a speaking engagement last year where I just gave a overview because I'm also a member of the ICSC, which is the International Council of Shopping Centers. And I merged information from Fran Data and the International Franchise Association with the ICSC. And what I came across really amazed me. There's over 3,000 franchise systems in the U.S., according to Fran Data. There are almost a million units, just real estate-based units in the U.S. today. Every 8 minutes, according to my calculation, a franchise opens in the U.S.,
right.
And what amazed me was there was a demand in 2006 of about 60 million square feet of space demand from franchisees looking for space. You flip that around and you look at the ICSC, which really all developers are members of the ICSC. If you look at their statistics, they will show you that about 30 million square feet of new retail space was built in 2006. So it's about half of the demand was built in 2006, and the big challenge is there's about 2 billion square feet of existing older retail space. The problem is a lot of that is obsolete. A lot of that is run down. The tenants have kind of degraded a little bit. The
right.
growth of the city has maybe moved away from those. So it becomes a huge challenge to kind of cull through this huge base of older retail to find the stuff that's still going to perform, because the new stuff is very expensive, and I would say 95% of franchisors really are not able to pay the rents of the brand new lifestyle centers that you know the Starbucks and Paneras of the world are going into. Really, it's cost prohibitive for most franchisees to go into space like that and still be a successful business.
Yeah, I'm coming across people who are about to rent some lease space that's under new construction.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes that can go on 6 to 12 months or so, but I, you know, over the last couple of years, I've heard more of that going on, that they're looking at a new construction. It's not going to be built for a while. They're still starting the financing process.
That's right. And because there's such a limited supply and such a huge demand, one of the things that the first discussion I have with any franchisee for any of my clients is I share with them the issue that we can go to a landlord and say, this is Jungle Quest, and you know we're going to put a Jungle Quest in Des Moines, Iowa. That landlord is going to say, well, who's signing the lease? And 99.9% of the time, the franchisor is not guaranteeing the lease or signing the lease. It's going to be the franchisees who sign the lease. The landlord, very early in the process, is going to want to understand the financial wherewithal of the person signing the lease. And normally, a franchisee may set up an LLC for the entity to own and run that franchise. End of the day, landlord's going to say, you know what, I need you to personally guarantee this lease. That's when the rubber really meets the road for a commitment for an entrepreneur, whether it's what I've done or what a franchisee does. That's where they put their name on the line to say, you know, if I don't succeed, I am personally liable for rent for 5 years and operating costs for 5 years and reimbursing landlord. It's a huge commitment. So I advise franchisees to really get their house in order before they enter this process, because that is going to be a key determinant of what kind of space we're going to be able to tie down for them.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the biggest decisions, when they pay their franchise fees and when they sign their lease, two of the most, stressful parts of the process for people.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Ryan, what are some creative strategies a franchisee can use to get ahead of the competition in finding the optimal site?
Yep, and you know it's interesting. I did a presentation where I talked about creative real estate strategies from the franchisor perspective. But when I looked at this in preparing for this show, I realized it works just as well for any person looking to buy a business, buy a franchise unit. It works just as well, because if it is real estate based, then you need to really look at a couple of things. One of them is multiple size models. You know, if you go in and say, I want to buy a franchise for this deli, you want to know, can that deli be bigger than the average one? Can it be smaller? Can you make money if it's smaller? Because real estate does not come, you can go out in the market and say, I need 1,750 square feet priced at $22 a square foot. It's never going to be found. It's going to be $2,000, it's going to be $1,500, it's going to be more expensive, never less. And so one of the things is you need flexibility from your franchisor. You want your franchisor to say, yes, we have different models, and the revenue stream from those models all support the size. We could go smaller, you can make money, we could go larger, and we could add products. That's important. Secondary space, I think understanding what kind of space you need. If you're buying a system, and it has to be right in the middle of Main and Main, and it needs to be right where a Starbucks would go, you're going to have to realize that the cost that you'll incur and the difficulty you'll incur for finding real estate will be exorbitant. And I advise, you know, my 15 clients that I represent are real estate solutions that are easier to find because we can go into secondary space. We don't need to be on the corner of Main and Main or the brand new lifestyle center. We can be across the street. We can be behind it. Most of these people are destination, where it's not my whole business is based on somebody driving by, seeing me, and pulling in. It is people know me, they've gone online, they've got directions. Once they find me, it will be easy for them to find me again. So I think that's important. Creativity in the franchise or non-traditional space. Can you go into a college environment or a high school environment? Can you go into a medical environment, a sporting venue, a transportation?
An airport.
Kiosk, you know, any kind of non-traditional real estate solution. That's not new news. About, you know, 5 years ago, people started to say, wow, you know, Hardee's went into my local sports venue and a franchisee is making a killing there. People figured that out, but now it's getting even more interesting because it's not going to just the big airports, it's going to the regional airports. It's going to college, you know, small college campuses in providing food service, for example. So part of it is what kind of flexibility, what kind of creativity, when you look at the portfolio of X number of sites that franchise system that you're looking at has, do you see some variety in there? Do you see smaller and larger? Do you see some interesting solutions that may fit? Do you see things like tertiary cities? I mean, finding space in Des Moines is a lot easier than San Jose, California. You start to say, right, can I open a franchise in a secondary or tertiary market where real estate's not as expensive, the competition isn't as great, and it's probably going to be faster and easier to get in? Downtowns, international, resorts, anything that kind of expands your horizon to say, there's a lot of things I could look at to fit in my community, and it wouldn't just be I need to be in Starbucks-like space.
Don't a lot of franchisors have to or say that it has to be a certain square footage? Don't really have that flexibility with the size, like a few of your clients, like a Marble Slab Creamery or Maggie Moo's. Aren't all those basically the same?
Yes.
Same size?
Yes. It all tends to be that 1,500 to 2,500 square feet. There has to be some flexibility because, as I said, real estate never comes in the size you want. Dimensions become a big thing. You know, you may find a 2,000 foot space, it may be narrow on the front and really skinny. Well, if you're a retailer, you need storefront, you need glass, you need an area to display your merchandise, to put your signs up that people see you. If they go into their store and it's 10 feet wide but 100 feet deep, that doesn't get you anything, that doesn't accomplish anything. Landlords tend to break the space up according to their dimensions, and a lot of times it's a tough fit. So I think franchisors are getting more flexible, and what's amazing is when you run numbers and you say, wow, I could never afford paying $30 a square foot in rent. I really only want to pay $20. What's interesting is if you've got multiple size models, and if you can say, I really want to be in this area, the demographics are wonderful, but the rent is so high to be in this space, part of it is when you run numbers, you can say, wow, if I could downsize to 1,500 square feet versus 2,000, I could afford $25, $27 rent because the square footage decrease offsets the rent. There's ways you can kind of look at it and say, yeah, I can go a little higher in rent if I go lower in square footage. Where you kill yourself is when you go in at space that's too big to begin with, if the rent is too high, and then you go in upside down, and you just don't get caught up because your rent number is too big a portion of your revenue.
And that's where you and the franchisor coordinate. If that smaller size will still be a good fit.
I do all the work for Athlete's Foot, and they have a wonderful system where they just have a correlation between the number of pairs or the pairs of shoes sold versus your rent amount. And it's a rough correlation. But in essence, if their average sales is $600,000 per unit in the system and a franchisee wants to go to Hoboken and pay a fortune in rent,
right,
I can do the math and say, gosh, you're going to need to support maybe $1 million or $1.2 million in gross shoe sales. How are you going to outperform by a 100% margin the system? And that kind of brings
valuable
back
information, Ryan. That's, you know, what you just brought up. And
yeah,
so, you know, just all your services in general are so crucial. But that particular aspect, going into a certain town, knowing they have to do a certain amount of volume to cover that lease and overhead, it's crucial information.
A lot of franchisees, very few franchisees actually budget a rent number. And so when I talk to them, I'll say, what can you afford to pay in rent? What does your model say? What have you? Because as we know, franchisors can't say, well, you're going to make this much money in the first year and this much. That's up to you to figure out. And when you figure it out, you need to figure out what your, you know, ultimately I want to make this much money to do that. I can spend this much. Rent's going to be a big portion of those costs. I need to try to limit my rent and real estate related costs to X. Bring that back to me. I bring in my local broker to say, okay, we're going into this community. We're aiming for this kind of space and this kind of rent. Can we make them fit? I want to know that up front. Because if the broker says we can't make that fit, you know, you need to be higher in rent to afford the kind of space you need, we go back to the franchisor to talk about how do we work through this? What gives in this? Do we go to smaller space? Do we go to a farther, a more remote type location to get to lower rent? Or does the franchisee need to rework their numbers and understand what it's going to take to get into space?
Right, absolutely. Ryan, we have about 15 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get more information on your services?
You know, I think the best way is to just go onto my website, which is www.javelinsolutions, plural, and it's .net.
That's a very informative website, by the way. And Ryan, I want to thank you. You've been such terrific guest. We're definitely going to have you back because I think there's more to talk about.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks again, Ryan.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah.
I mean, just so informative. I mean, just very important guest, you know, and such an important topic. So that's
great. First time we had this type of service being discussed on the show. It is such a crucial part of the whole franchising process, the importance of the location, yeah.
All right, so you did a great job, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I'll see you next week, Don, for another great show.
Definitely. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Don. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The number one source for informative talk on the World Wide Web.